The next part of the exhibition is on the essence of the teachings of Confucius and Mencius. We're now looking at a timeline of the major cultural events of Chinese history as they correspond to the major events in the history of the world. From legendary Chinese Emperor Fu Xi, who invented the 8 trigrams, Ba Gua, representing the relationship between man, heaven, and the Tao, the great law of the universe, to the great educator Shakyamuni Buddha, and all the great founders of all the religions of the world, the birth of Confucius and Socrates, and their teachings enlightening the masses, the emergence of the complete library of the 4 branches of literature in China, all the way to Apollo 11 landing on the moon. For the past few thousand years, from antiquity to present, China to the West, all of the major events that happened are right here on this timeline. So please take a moment to stop and get acquainted with this virtual and information-packed history of the world. The next exhibition board provides a detailed examination of Confucius's attitude and method of study. In the Analects of Confucius, Confucius said, "I teach only what I have learned from ancient saints and sages, and never create anything new of my own. I believe in the truth found in ancient texts." This truly reflects his lifelong attitude to learning. All that he learned, practiced, taught, and imparted were the teachings of ancient sages, which he compiled and recorded so that they could be handed down for the benefit of future generations. Through his fine contribution to the world, Confucius is revered as a model teacher and the greatest sage for all time. Scroll 7, Li Ji, from the Governing Principles of Ancient China states, "When the perfect order prevails, the world is like a home shared by all. Virtuous and able men are elected to serve the public. All men love and respect their own parents and children, as well as the parents and children of others. There is caring for the old, nourishment and education for the children, and means of support for widows and widowers, orphans, the lonely, as well as for the disabled and sick. Intrigues and conniving for ill gain are unknown, and villains such as thieves and robbers do not exist. These are the characteristics of an ideal world, the Commonwealth State." Traditional education in China consists of the 4 subjects of 5 cardinal relationships, 5 virtues, 4 anchors, and 8 virtues. Loving and honoring parents, along with respectfulness, is the foundation of Chinese culture. Are you curious to know what those 4 subjects teach? Well, the answer's right here on the exhibition board. For thousands of years, China has used the teachings of morality, virtues, and the law of cause and effect to educate her people and to establish the country. The ancient sages believed that those qualities are innate to one's self-nature. The opening phrases of the 3 character classic supports this concept and explains it well. It states, "Human beings are born with goodness and purity. Although we are born with a similar nature, acquired habits set us apart. Without education of moral and virtues, the human nature degenerates." So, through what method can we realize this innate goodness and purity? Let's take a look at what the ancient Chinese have in store for us. The spirit of Chinese people is shown through a famous quote by Zhang Zai, a Confucian philosopher and cosmologist of the Song Dynasty. The quote truly reflects this ancient civilization's broad-mindedness. Aspire to benefit the world, to serve all living beings. Perpetuate the wisdom of generations past and realize world peace for generation to come. From this we can see the Chinese have always had the whole world's best interests at heart. The complete library of the four branches of literature. The 1780s was a golden era in the cultural history of humanity. In China, Emperor Qianlong commissioned the complete library of the four branches of literature. Such work began in 1772 and took 10 years to complete. The complete library includes 3,503 ancient texts, almost 3.2 million pages, and approximately 800 million characters. It is known as the largest collection of books in Chinese history. The complete library of the four branches of literature contains wisdom distilled over thousands of years for self-improvement, leadership and administration, national governance, and realizing world peace. Written in timeless classical Chinese, the wisdom of our forefathers is preserved for all time. The governing principles of ancient China. The governing principles of ancient China is a treasured compilation on governing principles that can bring about peace and order, which, when used in the present, allows us to examine and learn from our ancient history. When passed down to our descendants, will help them learn valuable lessons in life. Those were the words of the Emperor's advisor, Wei Zheng. At the beginning of the Zhengguan era, Emperor Taizong of the Tang Dynasty decreed that the governing principles of ancient China be compiled. Taizong ordered his advisors, the Honorable Wei Zhen and Yu Shinan, to comb through all the historical records on imperial governing principles from the six classics, the four collections of history, and the schools of philosophy, and to extract the most important lessons related to the cultivation of oneself, raising a family, good governance, and ways to bring about peace in the world. The result was a collection carefully excerpted from 14,000 books and 89,000 scrolls of ancient writings, dating from the era of the five legendary emperors to the Jin Dynasty. The exhibition board over on the other side is the descriptions of the 12 most revered virtues in Chinese culture, extracted from the governing principles of ancient China. Chinese characters were invented over 3,000 years ago, forming the oldest writing system still widely used today. The characters record history, but are a history in themselves. They can give us access to the education and wisdom accumulated over China's 5,000 years of history. The characters are a fusion of form, sound, and meaning. They're not simply phonetic. Languages that are based on an alphabet will inevitably change over time because of changes in pronunciation, vocabulary, and grammar. As a result, many ancient languages are unfortunately incomprehensible today. Sounds change, but concepts are relatively constant. Chinese characters have two amazing features. They are timelessness and universality. This is why they can still be understood today, which is as if the sages, the emperors, and philosophers of the past are directly talking to us. Not only that, but we can use this tool to communicate to the descendants of the world for many generations to come as well. British scientist and sinologist Dr. Joseph Needham, who authored Science and Civilization in China, described the Chinese language as unequaled in other any invented instrument of human communication. Today, we will walk you through several aspects of the Chinese characters, including its origins, evolution, and the six principles of creating Chinese characters.